Can I say my thanks for those who brought along toys, which we're sending to Wood Street Mission in central Manchester, who distribute them as part of Christmas parcels for those families who are struggling there. And also, can I thank those who brought rucksacks, which are going to be sent to the Wellspring Homeless Project in Stockport, and will be a good bag of Christmas help for and post-Christmas help for those who are sleeping rough. Now, please sit down, if you would. This is the second in a little series through Advent about, it's called Praying With, and it's looking at some of the prayers to do with the lead up to Christmas. Many of us find it hard to pray, to know what to pray faithfully and consistently, constantly, can be a challenge. But surely a challenge worth rising to. So this little series in Advent is designed to help, and today's series sermon is called Praying Like Mary, and is derived from Mary's prayer in the reading we just had from Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and following. And I think that's the first point that we do well to grasp. If we want help in praying, if we want to pray more faithfully, then one good thing we can do is copy prayers in the Bible and make them our own. That's what Mary did here. The start of Mary's prayer in Luke 1:46 is, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." And the first line of the prayer in the first reading we heard from 1 Samuel 2, Hannah's prayer was, "My heart exalts in the Lord, my strength is exalted in my God." You go on through the rest of the prayer as well. You compare the two. Hannah's prayer in the Old Testament, Mary's prayer in the New Testament. It's not just the start of the prayer that's very similar. Hannah's prayer and Mary's prayer have an awful lot in common. The only explanation which helps us to make sense of that is that Mary chose to pray like Hannah. She copied her prayer and made it her own. So that's a good inspiration to us, to pray like Mary, or pray like David, as we looked at last week, or pray using prayers in the Bible. And it helps to choose the ones which relate to us. It's no good praying a psalm of victory if we're in a place of defeat and dejection. Horses for courses. Choose the right prayer for your situation, like Mary did. So what did Mary have in common with Hannah that made her situation so similar? Well, for number one, she had a child by the hand of God. Hannah was a very grateful mum. Mary was a grateful, although slightly confused, mum. Number two, moreover, they both knew rather humbling circumstances and saw this gift of a child as a great gift to them in their humility. Hannah was a wife frustrated by her lack of a child over many years and hurt by the hard time she was given by rivals. Mary was engaged, betrothed. The deal had been done by the families of Mary and Joseph, and now she was in trouble, pregnant before the wedding day. Life was not smooth for either of them. So that's how we can find help in praying. Learn the prayers of the Bible well enough so that we can find a prayer which has relevance to our situation and then tweak it, make it our own. Quote some of it, yes, but add our own bits. Repeat the phrases which resonate for us and miss out the bits that don't. That's what Mary did with Hannah's prayer to make it her prayer. So what can we do to help us in that? In our good moments, go through the prayers of the Bible, including the Psalms. Make a note of them. Mark the circumstances of each of them so that you can see the relevance for the time when you will be able to use that prayer and make it your own. Pray like Mary, or pray like David, or whoever. Now, let's look at the content of the prayer, starting in verse 1. Maybe you've got it turned up. It's on page 58 of the New Testament section of the Church Bibles. And the next point is this. How does Mary start? My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. So the next point is, pray from your soul, from your heart. The Greek word is psuche, from which we get the word psyche, the depths of us. That's what it means. Pray from your heart. And so that's what Mary was doing. My soul magnifies the Lord. And I think the point is this. Don't just recite stuff when we pray. Tell God what's in here. Bible prayers and good liturgy are an important direction setter, but our prayers must also express what's in our hearts, our strongest feelings, our true thoughts. Prayer is not just reciting good stuff, it's also saying out what is heartfelt. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, she says. And we've reached our third point. So first, be inspired by Bible prayers. Make them your own. Secondly, pray from the heart. Three, set off in your prayer wanting to have a bigger view of God. That's what Mary does. Too many of our prayers are all about us, me, or my family, or my friends. And our prayer all too easily magnifies us and minimizes the Lord. And Mary is determined right from the start of her prayer to magnify the Lord. She sets off in her prayer wanting to have a bigger view of God. If we do that, well, it often helps us in a bonus way by putting our own situation in a better perspective. Fourthly, when Mary prays, she addresses God in general, the Lord, and she calls God, as well as the Lord, she calls God my Saviour. So this is the only God, the Lord Almighty, who she's praying to, but it's also her Saviour. So she renews her own relationship with God, her personal relationship with God. See, it's no good just addressing God in high theoretical terms or using titles which emphasize his distance up there. And it's no good just addressing God like he's just a companion, a friend alongside. We need both. An approach which acknowledges the Lord's holiness and uniqueness and transcendence, and an approach which renews our fellowship and friendship with God, which Jesus has made possible in an intimate way. Mary starts her prayer with both. You're worried now, I can tell. We're quite a few minutes into this sermon, I'm still on verse 1. So I am going to speed up. The main theme of the prayer. There's a very coherent theme to the rest of the prayer. The rest of the prayer hangs together as a unity. And I think one of the reasons for that is Mary's prayer is quite thoughtful, considered. And I think that's a good approach to prayer. I think there's been an overemphasis in the last generation that we just need to make up prayers on the spot. And I'm not sure that goes well for all of our prayers. Our prayers need to be considered as well. And Mary has been thinking about this. You can tell because she's obviously been reading Hannah's prayer or something like that. Because quite a few days before, maybe several weeks before, Mary had been visited by Gabriel with a message. Gabriel the messenger, the angel. And the message was this, that she was chosen to bear God's son. That's the context of this prayer. But she didn't pray the prayer just after Gabriel's visit. She had a think about things. She'd been told she was chosen to bear God's only son, the long-promised king in David's line. She's had some time to have a think. She's decided to go and stay with her cousin Elizabeth, try and get away from it because she's also pregnant and maybe a buddy in this situation. And as she arrives at Elizabeth's house, Elizabeth's also said Mary's baby was to be her Lord. So now, with this mind-blowing encouragement on the back of the announcement from Gabriel, now Mary is ready to pray. She's been thinking about it for a while. And now, in the company of her family friend, out comes the prayer. Well considered. And with a strong theme. That's good. Now, we often pray better with friends, don't we? Like Mary with Elizabeth. That's the encouragement of praying in a home group or in a prayer triplet. We find courage to pray what we've been thinking, like Mary did here. And what does Mary pray? What's her main theme? What's she been thinking over since Gabriel came with his message? Well, it's how God turns things upside down. She was humble, lowly. And God looked on her with favor. And future generations will remember her as blessed. The mighty one has done great things for her, little old her. She is the receiver of God's mercy. And then she says, that's how God is. She's been considering it. He's like that. He favors those who are humble and faithful. That's what she says in verse 50. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. That's true in all times, for all. That's how God is. And then Mary's prayer, after verse 50, goes back to the past tense. She's praying this prayer because of Gabriel's message to her. Her prayer tells us that she believed that message. And she's working through the implications of it. Not only does God lift up the lowly, he also brings down the proud and the powerful. Verse 51 and following, he's shown strength with his arm. He scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He's brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He's filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He's helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Mary understands what's going on. Yes, she's giving birth to the baby, but this baby will fulfill God's promise to Abraham for all people, for all time. She's made all the links, having considered it, and now she pours it out. And when Jesus comes, he will lift up the humble and faithful and bring down the proud and powerful, because that's what God does. We might not like turmoil in this world. But this sort of turmoil is what God does. Mary's prayer finishes with the big picture. the implications for everyone, for all time. It's not an inward-looking prayer. It's a prayer which sees what has happened, knows it's important in God's purposes for now and for the future. It's good to finish a prayer with part of the big vision which God gives us, so that we understand our part in God's plans and purposes. Obviously, our part won't be as specific as and important as Mary's, but it's good to finish a prayer like that. And that's what Mary did. So, if we want to pray like Mary, and I hope we do, when the time is right, we can. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for Mary. Her faithful receiving of your word and her faithful praying. Please help us to be faithful like her and help us to pray well for your sake. Amen.